Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm your soul care guide for this time that's designed just for you. However you're feeling, wherever you are, we can pause and breathe in God's loving word of affirmation. Has it ever happened to you when you suddenly get a text or an email from a friend and your heart is suddenly full of sunshine? It's like a bouquet of flowers. Well, that's what we're doing in this time as we breathe in God's word, because when we hear his loving voice, everything can fade. And for that moment, your heart can breathe. I'll also share a practical soul care tip, because God created us to have new life. He created us with the Holy Spirit that guides us to life, joy, and peace. And so God's always pointing us to put feet to faith. So this week is pretty special, friend. It's actually Chinese New Year. I'm Chinese American, and I get a chance to invite you to celebrate the new year twice, because it's the Lunar New Year this week. So we always have a chance at starting things new. We talked about that new effect, that new year effect, that new rhythm effect, starting over. It's actually a thing, and that's why I love coming to you and tucking this podcast in your heart on Mondays, because every Monday we have a fresh new week. And no matter where we are, that's what God wants us to do. He wants to invite us to newness. Well, the question for you today is about social wellness. It's about relationships. What's new that God's put on your heart in terms of relationships? There's a lot of studies that are in the news right now about loneliness. It's one of the biggest pandemics that the World Health Organization has actually highlighted, and it's loneliness. And here in California, where I live, it's actually declared as a state of emergency. It's loneliness. And so you're going to start seeing more and more topics about loneliness kind of make its way into our culture's conversation. It's actually a wonderful opportunity for us to explore how is your heart doing in terms of connecting with others, or are you withdrawing? It's a sign of stress. You know, when you activate your fight, flight, freeze mode, you just become hypervigilant about things you're worrying about. And suddenly you don't even have a desire to be with others. Well, it's nothing for you to get down on yourself about, because it's a side effect of stress. Your nervous system's trying to protect you, you know, because if it senses that you think you're in danger or you're feeling threatened and you don't feel safe, that's the last thing on your mind. You're going to focus on how to solve problems. But this is not the way God wants us to live. He created us to be able to come alive and to have recreation. You know the word recreation? It's to recreate, and it draws us back to the garden. You know, in Genesis, when God first designed life for us, it was in a garden. Everything is growing, and he said at the very beginning, it isn't good for man to be alone. It's not good for humankind to be alone. And so when he first created Adam, he allowed him to see that everything else had a pairing, but it allowed him to see that he needed someone. That's you and me. We need community. We need to feel connected to others. So how are you doing when it comes to connecting your heart to others? That's what we're going to explore today. And I'm so glad you're here, because what we're going to discover is that God has a path for us, and it's one that he invites us to enter into personally in the safety of his arms and his love.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, I was sharing that it's Chinese New Year this week, Lunar Year celebration, and it is also celebrating spring. So in the Chinese culture, it's a time to also celebrate the upcoming spring where things are new. And it also parallels with Lent. You know, Lent, it's the 6-week period before Easter where we can walk with Jesus on his way to the cross and find new life on the other side of Resurrection Day. So I want to invite you to a new journey, to invite spring to enter into your heart. Yes, I have a special invitation. I am going to be guiding you to a Lent wellness devotional study. It's a really special time. When I was going through a healing period from my anxieties and just stresses, my body was overwhelmed with a lot of worries, I entered into a special study. I was very interested in Lent. I was never interested before. I was more interested in Easter, just kind of the fun and the excitement of that day. But I was really drawn to just kind of know what Jesus did as he entered into a season of suffering, and how it is that I can gather his love and healing from that journey. So I became really interested in Lent. This Lent devotional study is a 6-week journey. It's one of the most healing and powerful soul care 6-week spiritual journey that I take with Jesus every year. And I would invite you to register for this class. It's part of my soul care school. It's called Lent Devotional Study. And just go to mysoulcareschool.com and you'll see there's a button where you can register for the study. We're starting on Wednesday. Yes. So if you're interested in drawing closer to God on this healing journey and feel his love more personally, I encourage you to go to mysoulcareschool.com and sign up for the Lent devotional study. Well, one of the stories that I have is about Chinese New Year. And one of the practices that we have in celebrating is we give out these red envelopes. Have you heard of it? They're like red envelopes and it's called Lai Si. And parents will tuck candy or coins in these red envelopes and give them to the children. And it's a way of wishing them blessings in the coming year. The word blessing in Chinese, it's called fu in Cantonese. And what's interesting about the word blessing, as I think about blessing, the first time it appears is in Genesis. Remember that garden environment I just talked about with you? God first blessed not a person, but a day. Did you know that? It says, if you look at chapter 1 and chapter 2, that it was the seventh day. It says that God blessed that day. It was his day of rest. It was Sabbath. And so what's very interesting is that if you look at the root word of blessed, it actually means favored. It's like adore. So when we bless the Lord with our soul, we're adoring him. We're saying, you're our favorite. And you think of all the different ways that which you can adore God. What's interesting that God's favorite day of the week was the day in which he could just see how everything he created, how it all worked together, to enjoy that day, to see his creation. And so for us, it's a time to remember that being blessed is taking time to enjoy everything that God created in your life to help you to rest, help you to recreate, recreation, to refill your tank and replenish your tank. You know, that's what, those are the moments you feel blessed, right? If you look back on your childhood, what are some of the times that you felt so blessed? And I bet you if we had time for a cup of tea and some pastries in my home, you would end up telling me stories about how spending time with somebody that was special to you made you feel blessed. We often say that, you know, if we have some special times we share with somebody, we say, you know, I felt so blessed. Thank you for blessing me. Maybe somebody showed you how to learn an interest. Maybe somebody just spent time with you as you had tea, or maybe you went to go ride your bike with somebody, or maybe fill the blank. What is it that was just a time of blessing for you? Well, I'm sure it was connected to something that gave you joy, something that brought you a smile to your face. And you will see echoes of this as you look at different seasons of your life. When you felt blessed, it's often connected with someone. And that's how God decided that he was going to express what it meant to be created in his image. It's that desire to enjoy something good, something beautiful, something that brought you sunshine and smiles through sharing it with another person. Those are just very important, even among every culture. In our American culture, we gather for Thanksgiving, our families get together, any special occasion, right? We want to share those moments of remembrance with someone. So that's today's question about wellness. When is the last time you spent time enjoying something that brought you joy, that brought you a smile, that brought you beauty? When was the last time you did something that was good for your soul and you shared it with someone? Research shows us that sharing joy actually multiplies our joy. Being able to share the things that you enjoy, perhaps on your own or solo, to be able to share and invite somebody else into it, now that will multiply your joy. And that's really what God's saying when he said in John 15, Jesus says that he chose us so that we can bear fruit. And then he says to love one another. And that phrase, love one another, it's mutually reciprocal. It's a reciprocal pronoun. So it's important to spend time with people that you feel it's mutually a blessing. There are parts of our lives where we serve others, not for mutual benefit, right? We pour out, we give sacrificially. And that's what I often refer to as your heart, loving God with your heart. The heart signifies devotion, signifies your will, serving others. But there's also loving God with your soul. And that conveys your personal joy, your personal interests, you know, things that are meaningful to you. It's important to have those kind of moments with people you can spend with them. Now, it doesn't have to be your best friend. Sometimes we don't understand that it doesn't have to be a best friend. It could be somebody that you can just share a moment with, an interest. And that can be a spark of joy that is good for our wellness. Obviously, there's different types of friendships, right? This past Sunday, I was in church and I sat in front of somebody that I met for the first time and I asked her what her name was and she said her name was Rosie. I thought her name was so interesting and I asked her, oh, that's so fascinating. That's a very unique name. And I learned she told me that her name's Persian. Right then and there, my ears definitely perked up. I asked about, you know, when she had come here to America, heard a little bit about her story. And then I asked her, I said, would you like to come over for tea? Would you like to come to my home? And she lit up. She's like, yes, I would love to. So that's someone that I'm looking forward to having in my home and sharing a cup of tea. What is something that you would enjoy that you can invite somebody else to share with you? We have lots of wonderful examples where in our soul care school, women are sharing different interests and hobbies that they once had enjoyed, but they put to the side. But as they're picking it up again, it's so interesting. The Holy Spirit is already leading them to invite other people. And
all it needs is just one person. One person is doing crocheting, and she very naturally just sent an invitation out. She said, hey, who would like to come and learn? And it turned out just one person responded, but I told her, what a gem. How blessed, there's that word, how blessed that one person is that she gets this company of learning how to crochet. So don't let the numbers get to you. It's wonderful. We see Jesus making a lot of effort just to connect with one person. And we see that those connections might just be for that one moment. So I just want to encourage you to be able to follow those sparks of inspiration. Today, for our breath prayer, it comes to us from Psalm 139, 5. You go before me and you follow me. Inhale. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Exhale. Inhale. You go before me and you follow me. Exhale. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Now, this is a longer verse for each inhale and exhale. And actually, it's a good practice as you begin to relax more into your breath prayers. You can choose a longer verse and breathe in slowly and exhale slowly. So you help your body to inhale deeply and exhale deeply. You can activate your rest response by simply breathing in and breathing out using this method. So friend, remember that God doesn't just go ahead of you and he's trying to wait for you to catch up. This verse is beautiful because it conveys that God goes before us to prepare the way. He's not caught off guard, but it also says you follow me. It means God is also walking with us as we move out. He places his hand of blessing on our head. Remember that word blessing? It means favored. You're favored. You know, when you have that feeling that you're loved, you can be free with your invitations. And it's okay. Not everybody may be able to receive our invitation. But when you feel joy filling your soul, you're replenishing and nurturing your wellness, your cup is full. And so you can just extend that invitation and see where God connects your path with somebody. So dear friend, I just want to encourage you. Our soul care tip for this week is to invite a friend to share a joy. Science shows us that joy multiplies joy. Also, research shows us that storytelling helps us to bounce back months after we spend time confiding. So, you know, when you spend your time talking with somebody about a story, something that's going on in your life, isn't it just for that moment that it's good for your wellness? It builds resiliency even later as you recall back that conversation. It helps you to bounce back. Research also shows that time with friends reduces stress. It boosts happiness, lengthens life, and builds stronger immune system. Well, friend, thank you for spending some time connecting together with Jesus through this podcast. I encourage you to sign up for the Lent Wellness Study. Just go to mysoulcareschool.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, go ahead and put a rating. It really helps this podcast reach new ears and new hearts. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that relationships are something that you continually call us to make new again. You designed us to share our joy and to help one another, to encourage each other so that we can bring light into this world through the things, the simple things that give us joy. Thank you that you call us your friend. You chose us to bear fruit. So we know that you are always there providing the joy that we know we need together with you. We thank you, Lord, this week as we step into Valentine's Day, that you are our true love. We know that we can always return to you for unconditional love and affection. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, thank you for spending this time. I hope you have a wonderful week. Remember that you're loved and you are cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.